Good afternoon, everybody. Today is Yom Chamishi b'Shabbat Kodesh, Parashat Emor LaKohanim, Yud Gimal B'Iyar. Hopefully, you heard my halacha clip from this morning about tomorrow, about Pesach Sheni and the yahrzeit of Rabbi Meir Baal Hanes, or at least the legend of Rabbi Meir Baal Hanes' yahrzeit. So listen to that clip because it's actually very informative for tomorrow, Pesach Sheni. It's hard to believe that Pesach was exactly a month ago. And I'm saying time flies. It's really interesting. So we'll pick up in Sha'ari Teshuvah. We're on page Mem Vav. Ot Kav Zayin, Vashenit. Almost done Sha'ar Hasheni. Vashenit, Acharei Asher Ye'esov Yechnos. He's talking about why it's so detrimental for a person to focus his entire life only on amassing wealth and kavod and stuff like that without properly focusing on Avodat Hashem, and he writes, "Veshenit acharei asher yesov veichnos od yichnos leesov," which means, okay, you go, you amass wealth, you work. Okay, now you have money. What most people in the world, what do they do when they have money?
They want more.
More money. So you know, usually things in life, if you're intelligent, everything has to be a means to an end. Money should be a means to something else, but not a means unto itself. Which means, I'm making money to make more money, That's just going in circles. כמו שאמרו רבותינו זכרם לברכה, the Midrash says, "In Adam yotzei min ha'olam v'chatzi ta'avato biyado." A person will never die without having even reached half of his ta'avot, which means whatever you thought in your head, whatever, it's not even half of what you wanted. Yesh biyado mane mitave la'asotam 200. Hisiga yado 200 mitave la'asotam 400. V'chin katuv, there's a pasuk in Kohelet, ohev kesef lo yisba kesef, which means a person who loves money will never be satisfied with the amount that he has. Now, there are many people who are wealthy that aren't necessarily ohave kesef, which means they're wealthy and they know how to invest their money and their time in a way that's conducive to Avodat Hashem. But people who love money and their money becomes a distraction to Avodat Hashem. So over there, that's what, you know, that's what Chazal really considered chasing your own tail. Making money is really chasing your own tail and you're running in circles. You're not getting anywhere. Vashalishit. Hazman mitma'ed v'melacha meruba. As we saw in 2 weeks ago's Pirkei Avot, as Chazan tell us, melechet ha-Torah v'tikun ha-nefesh v'asagat ha-ma'alot kemo ha-ahava v'ayirah v'adevekut. There's so much to do in this world. Kmo she'amru zechon mebracha, hayom chasar v'melacha meruba. There's way, way, way too much to do to be masig Torah and yirat shamayim and all the ma'alot that we have to. And you know, Yemesh noten b'hem 70 shana. Ba'al ha-bayit dochek v'po'alim atzelim. Yeah, Ba'al ha-bayit is pushing, and the we're the workers. We're lazy, you know. Sometimes, especially, I'm in the middle of construction now. I can tell you. Anybody, you know, when it comes to construction, especially or any manual labor, part of construction is babysitting. You know, babysitting to be on their heads, because sometimes they get paid by the hour, paid by the day, whatever. So they don't really care if the Ba'al HaBayit or the contractor is not there to mamish, you know, sit on their heads. Stuff doesn't get done. That's exactly what the world is. But Hashem doesn't sit on our head. I mean, He gives us what to do, but He's not pushing us one way or another. Hashem wants it to get done, but He doesn't mamish force us because that's the Bechira Chofshit. So we have to push ourselves. הרביעית, כאשר יאחר תיקון נפשו, יקראו אבון ויקשל בעבירות תמיד. Another way that a person can be chasing his tail in העולם הזה is if a person doesn't do תשובה in a timely manner, that will always lead him to do more עבירות. Now, don't think that not doing תשובה is just a one and done. No, not doing תשובה leaves a gaping hole, like the pasuk says, פרצה קוראת לגנב. When there's an open hole in the fence, so the ganav has a way to get through. So the same thing, when there's an open fence in our hearts that we don't, you know, kind of close up with tshuvah ma'asim tovim, so the Yetzer Hara is able to penetrate, and that causes this vicious cycle of avirut. V'achamishit, b'yichur tikon ha-nefesh, ha-yetzer olech mitgaber. Forget about other avirut, but as a result of delaying teshuvah, a person's Yetzer Hara just keeps getting stronger and stronger. U'makshe libo, v'yikshe alav letaken nafsho acharechem. The longer a person takes to do tshuva, the harder it becomes later in life. And really, you can see this for many things in life. Anything in life that you wait later to do, it becomes much more difficult. It's always the way it is. Whether it's learning, both in Torah and Limudei Chol, anything that you want to achieve in life, the later you start, the more difficult it becomes. That's why, by the way, Rabotai, these are your prime, I'm talking from a Torah perspective right now. If everybody should set themselves goals in Torah. Everybody should, now, whether or not we achieve them, but everybody should have goals, objectives in what they want to accomplish in Torah. Yeah, finishing Shas, or, you know, at least owning a Masechet, or whatever it is, or, you know, being Baki in a Chilek in Shulchan Aruch. You have to have goals. Once you have a goal, the younger you are, meaning in your teenage, early 20s, that age, when you're still in the, you know, that's the epitome of your kohot, that's when you're able to achieve the most. Later and later in life, you don't realize it. You get married and you have kids, which are all kiminhago shel olam and vital. But at the end of the day, life doesn't get less busy. Life gets more busy. And the time to grab your goals by the horns is now, is right now. And the person said, well, I'm already married and I'm already busy, so I'm not going to do it. I'm going to wait till later. No, because you're just going to get more busy. And then what? This is part of the Yetzirah's plan. It says, okay, you know what? Let's wait. Wait until retirement. Retirement, your kids are already married off. And then, you know, nobody's home. And now you're retired. And now I have plenty of time to learn. So I'll achieve my goals then. That's also a foolish approach. Because then, first of all, anybody here have a guarantee from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, any life insurance policy that you're going to be alive then to see retirement? Pitam. Yeah, you have no idea. Number one. Number two, even if you're alive, who says you're going to have koach? Yeah, number three, even if you have koach, who says you're going to have the brains? Yeah, cognitive, there's all sorts of things. It's, yeah, there's plenty of time, retirement. You know, Baruch Hashem, Hashem Yisrael, there's many kolins that were established for retired people. You know that? Baruch Hashem, Hashem Yisrael, beautiful. They're retired and, you know, they don't, maybe they work a little bit less or they're fully retired and they have these callers. There's one in Queens, actually. There's a bunch of them. It's there's a bunch of them. Anyway, retired people, older people, they come to learn every morning, afternoon, whatever. They make a kollel for, not a kollel for youngsters like Avrichim. They're also Avrichim, but just retired Avrichim. It's a beautiful thing. So a person, Yetzirah says, Yetzirah takes this beautiful thing and does what? And he makes a Yetzirah out of it. He says, don't worry, you got plenty of time. You'll join one of those retirement kolels after you reach there. What are you talking about? Who says you're going to make it? Who says you're going to have... Yeah. That's, if you make it to that, davar gadol meod, but don't rely on that. That's a big thing. Oy taten. Kmo shekatuv, the pasuk says in Mishle, v'hine ala kulo kimshonim, v'amru motayim zichon v'racha, kasher ha-yetzir kashur ba'avira, which means when a person is bound by the Yetzer Hara, it's like minut and he's tied to it and he's not going to be able to achieve Tahura. Which means you gotta, in order to break your person's, you know, stuck in a rut, person has a routine, you want to break the routine, you gotta be mitgaber. You have to, because otherwise, once you're stuck in the cycle, that's what it is. Yeah, weiter. Lamed Aleph, Hashishit. Ulai lo yimashu yamav, biyamut terem, yashlim chok ha-teshuvah. Another reason to act immediately is because, like we were saying before, maybe you're not going to live the prescribed amount of years. There are many things we see in Shas and many different Ma'amari Chazal that causes a person's lifespan to be shortened, chas v'shalom, sometimes to be lengthened. A person never knows when we're out of here. We've spoken about this pasuk before a lot. Make sure your clothing is white at all times. That's a reference to Tshuva u'Ma'asim Tovim. Famous Gemara in Masechet Shabbat. Shalut talmidav et Rabbi Eliezer. Yeah, based on this pasuk, Rabbi Eliezer said, "Shuv yom echad kodem itatecha," which means be chozer b'tshuva one day before you die. Obvious question that talmidim asked him. Yeah, he's supposed to know when you die. What does that mean? Said Rabbi Eliezer, that's exactly my point. Says, Lachin, a person should be chozer b'tshuva every day, perhaps it'll be his last. Which, by the way, is very interesting. Both Jews and Goyim have the same mentality in terms of treat every day as if it's your last. But what? The opposite extremes. Goyim say, what? Treat every day as if it's your last, and therefore what? Eat, drink, be merry, party. Why? Because this is... Yeah, because if Olam Hazeh is the end game, and this might be your last day, so go party. But Am Yisrael, exactly the opposite. Treat every day as if it's your last, and therefore, focus on your Torah, mitzvot, ma'asim tovim, and tshuva, whatever, because this is just a fleeting world. If a person really believes in Olam HaEmet, over here is garnished. The Ikar HaIkarim is Ba'olam HaEmet. HaShevi'it. This is big stuff, Rabotai. Ben Yonah is a very metukin. Gives such beautiful things. I don't know if you're, you know, now is the period where we read and learn Pirkei Avot. All of Am Yisrael learns Pirkei Avot between Pesach and Shavuot. Of the many Mefarshim on Pirkei Avot, one of the most beautiful is Pirush Rabbeinu Yonah. Mash, Dvarim Metukim. And all of Pirkei Avot is Divrei Elohim Chaim. All Divrei Musar from the Chachamim. And it's interesting, many Mefarshim write, unlike any other place in Shas, you look in Pirkei Avot, you'll see Rabbi Ploni Omer Kacha, Rabbi Ploni Omer Kacha. They each say different things. Usually, when that happens in Mishnayot, that indicates a machloket. In Pirkei Avot, there's no machlokot. Even though it says Rabbi Ploni said this and Rabbi Ploni said that, it doesn't mean that they're arguing. It just, they all agree with one another with the Divrei Musar, just what? So why did this specific Tanna decide to say this limud? Because that's what he excelled in. Every Tanna spoke about the midah that he excelled in. Whether it's mekabelet kol adam b'sev panim efot, whether it's histakel b'shlosha dvarim ve'ata bali de'avira. Every one of them preached exactly what and how they lived, which is a very big limud. So if you look in Pirush Rabbeinu Yonah in Pirkei Avot, beautiful things. Anyway, I usually like to do that on Shabbat. Usually on Shabbatot, you know, after Zman Mincha, I'll give a little shir, a little Dvarim Yafim on Pirkei Avot, and people really like it. Usually I give on Halakha, but Maran Zichron Berakha also. Usually used to give on Divrei Halakha, but during Sfirat HaOmer, he switched, and he says Musar is also Halakha. Pirkei Avot is Ilchot Midot. Personally, there's Halakhot for that also. People sometimes fail to realize that. They have two different halakha, is halakha, and then derech eretz is, you know, no, derech eretz also has halakhot. Musar also has halakhot. Ashkafa has halakhot. It's all halakha. Now, ha-shevi'it, b'itacheru min ha-teshuvah, yu avonotav yeshanim b'ishkach egonam ve'lo yidag lahim ka'asher batachila. The more a person waits to be chozer b'tshuvah, says Rabbeinu Yonah, what happens is, the averot get old. They have, you know, not statute of limitations, but just like anything else in this world, let's say a person experiences something traumatic. Yeah? Now, when it just happens, it's traumatized. Either it hurts or he's scared or he's whatever it is, whatever the anxious, whatever the feeling is. What heals the trauma? Besides for work and therapy and stuff like that, what's the best healing for trauma? Time. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a gift of time, and time heals all wounds. However, that's a double-edged sword. Because time also dulls a person's averot, which means as it gets longer after the person did the avon, as the averot get older, person is less bothered by them, less, you know, he doesn't regret it, he doesn't have as much remorse, and as a result, he's less inclined to be chozer b'tshuva shlema. So that's another pitfall of just waiting and saying, yeah, I'll wait until Yom Kippur. Yeah, who says you're going to remember by Yom Kippur? And even if you do, who says it's going to bother you as much by Yom Kippur? Never wait for Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is great. That's a Yom Teshuvah Klali La'am Yisrael. That's a general day of Teshuvah. But every day, a person should treat every day as his own personal Yom Kippur for his own personal avonot. You know, everything we do on Yom Kippur, all of the viduim and even vidui gadol Rabbeinu Nisim, it's very general. General because all of Am Yisrael is using it, so we have to make it, you know, one size fits all for everybody. Person should try to make that every day. You know, that's why the Chachamim instituted vidui every night before we go to sleep. So over there, a person should be, even though we say the general Ashamnu Bagadnu, but a person should be mitkaven or even, you know, enunciate, say a person's own personal shortcomings, averot, whatever he did on that day, in order to be chozer b'tshuva shlema and make every night Leliyon Kippur. It's a big thing. And then a person goes to sleep b'tahora. What else do we do in Kriyat Shema Al Amita? We also say, we have the Ribbono Shel Olam, Hareni Mochel, we have the Mechila, to all of Am Yisrael before. There's an interesting machloket between Maran Zichron Lebracha and Chacham Tzion. Chacham Tzion writes in Or LeTzion, let's say you're in a fight with somebody, or you know something happened, and you're upset at somebody, and you cannot, you know, you can't bring yourself to be Mochel, you're too hurt. Are you allowed to say Ribbono Shel Olam, Hareni Mochel, because that's a lie. You're not mochen everybody. So he says not to. So you don't make yourself a liar. Just skip it. Maran Zichron Bracha disagrees, and he writes that you are still allowed to say the Ribbono Shel Olam in Kriyat Shema Amita because it's more of a general thing. You mean to say for people that you forgot that hurt you, or, you know, but if there's something specific in your mind that doesn't necessarily make this text that you're saying about Kriyat Shema Amita, doesn't make it a lie. So, Hashaminit, the eighth reason to take advantage and be Chozer B'Tshuva right away, which means, guess what? Just like we get old, we age, Yetzirah ages too. You know that? Which means, it doesn't mean it goes away completely, but as we get older, our Yetzirah gets weaker. That's the way it is. That's with many different things. The older and weaker the Yetzirah gets, the less sachar we have for overcoming him. Which means when you're young, Yetzirah is powerful to do this and to do that, and it tempts us to do all sorts of zachen. If a person's able to overcome him in his youth, when the Yetzirah, when he's at his peak and the Yetzirah is at its peak, the person gets tremendous sachar for that. The older he gets, not to say that it's worthless, chas v'shalom, bevaday it's worthwhile, but it's less sachar than if he would have done it in his youth. Yeah.
In your youth, you don't really understand the tshuva that you're doing. You only understand it much later. Like, that thing that I did was so terrible. In the moment, you're just doing it because I know it's wrong. You don't know how wrong it is. So sometimes even doing it later is much better.
No safik whatsoever, the doing teshuvah at any age, even on a person's deathbed, even before his last breath, is beneficial. The Rambam says meforash, so does Rabbeinu Yonah. But at the end of the day, yeah, maybe intellectually you can understand it more, but the point is, when the nisayon was greatest, at the end of the day, whether you understand it or not, teshuvah means, you know, to azivat achet, not to do it. And if a person's able to be mitgaber and not do it in his youth, that's huge. Whether he understands the profundity of the chet or not, the point is he's able to pull away. That's the highest level. When he's still an ish, as opposed to, doesn't say Ashre zakin yireh Hashem. Ashre ish, young, yeah, young, powerful. That's when we feel the most entitled. Also, by the way, self entitlement. Whoa, that's a big bummer. And people feel self entitled, especially in, you know, in America, I deserve this and I deserve that. And don't talk to me like that. Whoa, hello. Why do you? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's a big thing. Who are you? Why do you talk to me? Especially, you know, gets a lot of abuse because of self entitlement. Customer service representatives. Forget it. You know, how's the customer service in Canada? It's good. Bemet? Like America or no?
Better.
Anyway, they say they're nice over there. They're like nice, friendly people. No.
Yeah.
Friendlier than American.
Look how much leadership for a nice.
Yeah. Person. Anyway, I've never been to Toronto. I've been to Montreal, but they're pretty nice. Yeah. But I don't know who's nicer, Toronto or Montreal. I don't know. It's yeah. Anyway, so I'll tell you that such midot ra'ot. Not that. I'm out. No, listen. Not you, Chas v'Shalom. One time, I had a friend of mine who went, and it didn't happen to me, but I've heard about this before. He went to France. He had some sort of visit in France, and you know, Americans don't really speak French, and they came to France, and when he came there, you know, English is kind of like an international language that's understood. When he came to like passport control or whatever it was, so they started speaking to him in French, and he says, I don't speak French, and you know, I speak English, and they wouldn't, such gaiva, like they would not talk to him in English, only French, and he's like, I don't get what you're saying, like the shtachim, it's gaiva, you know what I'm saying? Adin nefesh, you know, the guy doesn't speak the language. What do you want?
In Quebec, it's worse. At least in France, they have
soft sounds. Montreal, they have avet. Okay. Anyway, mikol makom, v'amru b'tam zichron b'racha, so that we did, v'amru kasher lo timtza yad haganav lignov, yachzik atzmo ke'ish shaleh. Which means, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the ganav, he spent an entire career stealing, and then he gets old, he can't move anymore, he gets old and decrepit, and now he's you know, disabled, he says, ah, Baruch Hashem, I was chozer b'tshuva. Now that he's disabled, now he can't be ganav anymore. He says, shh, Baruch Hashem, I made it. He's machzik tova le'atzmo. Eze tipesh. Yeah, and he says, at the Shi'it, The ninth reason, the final reason why a person should take advantage of being chozer b'tshuva right away, b'me hazikna, b'eider koach haragashot, enenu otzer koach lechadesh mesilot bilvavo, v'la'aruch machshavot li'ilachim ben b'yitzro. Person's emotions get a little bit more dull when he gets older also. And the older you get, and the less keen you are emotionally, you don't have as many resources in your mind to, I guess, make tactics to fight the Yetzer Hara. So you're even more of a sitting duck. ולהשיג המעלות ולתרוח ולעמול בתורה ופעולות, כמו שנאמר, וזכור את בוראיך בימי בחורותיך, עד אשר לא יבואו ימי הרעה והגיעו שנים אשר תאמר, אין לבעים חפץ. Which means, at that point, you know, להבדיל אין פלפי הבדלות, you know the saying, you can't teach a dog, an old dog new tricks? It comes an age where you already become blocked to Musar and to all sorts of things. That's it. A certain age, everything, whatever it is, you see it all the time. The Gemara tells us very interesting. Ziknei Tamdei Chachamim, Machkimim. Tamdei Chachamim, as they get older, they get even wiser, like aged wine, they become more Meshubach. Ziknei Ami Ha'aratzot, the more Ami Ha'aretz get older, Mitapeshin, they get more foolish and more self-confident. You see, it's a middle-aged thing, middle-aged to senior citizens, especially by Amei Aratzot, they become so self-confident in all of their shtuyot. You know what I'm saying? They have like shtuyot, and they're so confident about what they don't know. That's what happens, because you can't, as it comes an age, you can't change it anymore. So therefore, Shlomo HaMelech says, take advantage while you still can. Al ken ra'ui la'adam la'achish miflat lenafsho. Find a way to save yourself quickly. העניין שאמר דוד, עליו השלום, חשתי ולא התמהמתי לשמור מצוותיך, I immediately, quickly, and without delay, kept your mitzvot. Even his, and David HaMelech wasn't so old when he passed away. Don't forget, passed away at 70 years old. That's very young. I mean, relatively. And yet, every moment, David HaMelech knew that he was living on borrowed time. He knew. You know, the Midrash tells us, everybody knows that David HaMelech was not supposed to come to the world at all. Who donated years?
Adam
HaRishon. He donated 70 years of his life to have David HaMelech regel rvei b'merkava, Melech HaMashiach, to come to the world. So this is a big thing, Rabotai. It's Musar Askel for all of us. I thank you all for coming, and I wish you a Shabbat Shalom Barach. Kol Tov.